Welcome to Application in Medicine, module of Advanced Molecular Biology. I'm Kutru Pisantina, professor in molecular biology. My research field is the role of estrogen receptor in immune systems. The immune system plays a crucial role to defend organisms against pathogens. However, the immune system dysregulation is involved in autoimmune disease, such as multiple sclerosis. In our lab, we're studying how estrogen receptor can act as immunomodulatory factors in autoimmune disease. The topic of this module is how the molecular biomolecular approach is used to understand disease. However, the goal of this module is to develop specific expertise in molecular biology. The skills that the course wants to develop are problem solving in the application of molecular medicine, experimental design to understand molecular mechanism links to disease. How can improve these skills? The lesson structure is composed from one part to explain main concept and the other part with quiz. We'll use a training task. What is the meaning of this approach? Help you to understand the main concept in the deep way, help you to remember the main concept, and help you to apply the main concept to solve problem. No classic evaluation using number, but I use a comment that help you to understand the mistake and improve learning. The goal is your learning, so stop me if you don't understand or want to explain one topic in more details. You can send me email too. In this lesson, we'll discuss about what is the main focus of the course, definition of functional genomics, molecular biology prerequisite, DNA genomic elements as cell type specific regulatory regions, SNPs meaning in the disease, how functional genomics is the basis to understand disease. We'll start with a quiz on the Moodle platform. What is functional genomics? The main focus of this course is functional genomics. This research field has an important impact in the comprehension of the molecular mechanism underpinning disease and open the way to biomarkers identification and drug discovery. What is the meaning of functional genomics? Functional genomics uses genomic data to study gene expression, regulation, and biological function on a global scale, genome-wide or system-wide, focusing on gene transcription, epigenetic modification, chromatin remodeling enzymes, transcription factors association involving high-throughput methods. In the body, there are many types of cells, such as neuron, muscle cells, lymphocytes, and so on. Each cell has the same genome, but transcribes different set of genes, leading to differences in their character and function. In different cells, or in the same cell at different types, a set of genes might be transcribed. The genomic regulatory regions that are used for the cells control gene expression. The genes pattern expressed from the cells define cell identity and biological functions. The genomic regulatory regions are defined by epigenetic marks, transcription factor binding, chromatin remodeling enzymes, nucleosome positioning. One alteration in the genomic regulatory regions, such as enhancer, may induce transcription activation of the gene that play role in the disease. So, activation of enhancer respect healthy state can induce pathological conditions. The alteration in the enhancer may be single nucleotide variants, types of SNPs that can play a role in the disease can be associated with non-coding sequence linked to genomic regulatory regions or coding sequence linked to protein structure and function. What types of alteration in the molecular mechanism could induce disease? Single nucleotide variants into the genomic regulatory region change the consensus sequence for transcription factor binding, or change long-range interaction between two regulatory regions. Single nucleotide variation into the coding sequence of proteins can change enzymatic activity, or protein-protein interaction, or cofactors binding. In this view, there is the description of the possible function of SNPs in the genomic regulatory regions. The SNPs can change the enhancer activation and, for example, induce the activation of genes expression. During the course, we will describe in more detail the role of SNPs in the disease. We focus attention on one genomic region, however, we can extend this view for all genome. The studies that have identified the SNPs linked to specific disease are called GWAS, genome-wide association studies. How functional genomics is a tool to understand disease? In order to show an overview of a research plan for studying the role of SNPs, I will present an example. In this number of neuroscience, there is a description of meaning of SNPs linked to psychiatric disease. A SNP may change the molecular mechanism that control gene expression, such as transcription factor association with chromatin. Which are the steps to understand the SNP's meaning? The first step is the sequences of patient genome. The comparison of the genome sequences between healthy and patient show the nucleotide variation. The SNPs associated with disease are collected in GWAS database. The next steps are functional annotation, experimental validation in vitro using cellular or disease animal models. The second step to understand whether SNP a role in disease outcome is functional annotation. For localization of SNP in the specific genomic region, we can use the genome-wide data. Functional annotation is the method used to search whether SNPs are associated with specific genomic regions and which are the features of these regions, such as transcription factors association, epigenetic modification, and others. In order to describe SNPs associated regions, we can use the genome-wide sequences data. Therefore, SNPs may be associated with the genomic regions described as enhancer, promoter, silencer, or repressor region. This information permits us to formulate hypotheses about SNP function. For example, SNP in the genomic regulatory region may change the expression of nearest gene. SNPs in the genomic region may alter a binding site of a specific transcription factor, such as PU1, and chromatin state change in the same region. The genome reference, REF, is compared to genome halter, HALT, with SNPs. We observed the analysis of several experts in enhancer region, TATEM-UCM, PU1 binding, histone modification, and POL2 binding. In REF sample, we find a peak that corresponds with PU1 binding, while a low signal is associated with ALT sample. In the gene body, we find an high signal of POL2 binding and PU1 in UCM-QTL regions in the ALT sample, suggesting that the alteration in the genomic regulatory regions induce PU1 binding and TSNP is linked with gene transcription. Why is a variant regulatory? If we found a change in the signal of peak, we can suppose that this variant changed the transcription factor bindings. The specific algorithm indicates whether this variant impairs the transcription factor binding. In an answer, several transcription factors form a regulatory complex that control gene expression, but the variant is one transcription factor binding site can impair the formation of regulatory complexes. This alteration can change the cell fate and define the disease trait. There are distinct modes of genetic variation. Mediated changes in transcription factor binding to DNA. Only a minority of variable transcription factor binding events are caused by DNA variants disrupted the conate transcription factor recognition motif. The majority of variability binding events are motif variation independent, indicated that a variant located either proximally upstream 200 base pair or distantly to the focal motif affect the binding of the respective transcription factor. Proximal variants can affect local cooperative DNA binding, which involves physical protein-protein interaction that require overlapping or very closely located a few base pair motifs or collaborative DNA binding, which reflects transcription factor interdependencies needed, for example, to compete with nucleosomes and to assess DNA. In contrast, distal variants may alter chromatin states or conformation DNA loops, which could affect the stability of interaction with DNA and between transcription factors. Using animal or cell lines models, we can verify the function of SNPs. For example, the preclinical disease model could be a transgenic mice with mutation in the genomic regulatory regions that correspond with SNPs of interest. Several levels of studies can be applied: DNA, RNA, behavior, cognitive test. Another example for identification of SNPs role is the tumorigenesis. The pipeline to investigate SNP is the same that is described for neurological disorders. First step, sequencing the genome and select the SNPs associated with disease. Next, functional annotation using bioinformatic tool that help us to localize SNPs in a specific genomic region and to know the information about the genomic locus. Experimental validation. Mutation in cloned DNA fragments can be generated using site-directed mutagenesis or CRISPR-Cas systems. Synthetic oligonucleotide with a wild type or mutant sequence can also be chemically synthesized. Functional output of the non-coding mutation can be determined either using a single or combinatorial approach involving high-throughput sequences and/or luciferase reporter assay. In our high-throughput sequences, effects of mutation in CIS regulatory elements, promoter and enhancer, can be studied by an approach called CIS regulatory elements analysis by sequences, CRISPR-Seq. For CRISPR-Seq, synthetic regulatory elements construct with wild type and mutated sequence are cloned into reporter construct, which is tagged at the 3' end. Using a specific nucleotide barcode, that identifies the upstream promoter or enhancer element. In an alternative method for characterizing enhancer variation, self-transcribed active regulatory region sequences, STAR-seq, enhancer library, are flanked by synthetic adapter DNA sequences and cloned downstream of a transcription reporter construct. For both approaches, RNA transcripts from this library are used for cDNA synthetic followed by output sequences. The expression driven by each element is measured by the ratio of the fraction of reads in the cDNA pool and the genomic DNA pool for each library construct. The particular element driving the expression of each transcript is identified based on the sequence of the transcriber code or the transcribed enhancer. This enables accurate quantification of the reporter transcription as a direct measure of the regulatory element activity. For the Luch reporter assay, DNA fragments cloned into the reporter vectors are transfected in cells, followed by measuring the reporter activity. In the end, oncogenic properties such as cell proliferation, migration, and invasion can be tested in vitro using cell lines and tumorigenesis, can also be tested in vivo using model organism. Also, in tumorigenesis, there are associations with the clinical profile. SNPs meaning is the basis for application as biomarkers or to develop new drug. What is the SNPs role? SNPs as a gain of function when creates a consensus sequence for transcription binding. Therefore, transcription is active. SNPs as a loss of function when disrupts a consensus sequence for transcription binding. Therefore, transcription is repressed. SNPs may have a role in the affinity of transcription binding, so when hormone concentration is low, transcription does not bind the regulatory regions and transcription is impaired. In gene locus, for example, interleukin 2 receptor, there are several data of RNA sequences, histone acetylation and cell type specific transcription factor. In the upper part, there are disease-associated SNPs. For autoimmune disease, high number of SNPs linked to interleukin 2 receptor suggest autoimmune susceptibility. The SNPs function could be tested in patients, and we will find the correlation with clinical profile. How can we use this knowledge? SNPs-associated molecular mechanism could be based for drug discovery or biomarkers. Biomarkers are the tools to follow disease outcome, while the molecular mechanisms that are involved in disease help us for the identification of target for a new drug. All materials for the course are present in the website. You will find the slides, presentation reviews, and articles. In addition, we will find lesson audio and lesson notes that help you to mark the main concept. Final exam is a test composed of different types of questions, multiple choice, finding association between phrase, and two open questions.